Today we're building one of the most useful DJ tools you can have in drum and bass production, a retro rave, pirate radio style transition in Ableton Live 12. This is the kind of short, high energy bridge that can carry you from one section to another without killing the momentum. In DNB, that matters a lot. The genre runs on phrasing, pressure, and clean movement. If your transition sounds like it belongs in a late night warehouse set, or like it was cut from an off-air pirate broadcast, it instantly gives your track more identity and more mix utility. What we're making is a 4-bar transition scene that you can drop between sections like a roller drop into a breakdown, a jungle break into a harder second drop, or a DJ-friendly outro into the next mix point. We'll keep it practical, musical, and reusable. First, set up your session in a way that keeps this transition self-contained. Create a group track called Transition FX, then make 4 tracks inside it: radio voice, rave stab, drum fill, and bass rise. If you want a shared space effect, and a return track for delay, color code everything and name your clips clearly. That sounds basic, but it saves loads of time later when you want to reuse the whole idea in another track. Before we build the sounds, quick teacher tip: separate timing from tone. Put the rhythm and note placement in the clips first, then use automation and device movement for character. That keeps the workflow fast and makes it easier to revise the transition later if the arrangement changes. Start with a radio voice track. You want a spoken line, a chopped MC phrase, or even your own rough voice recording. Keep it simple and direct. Things like your locked in, pirate signal, or reload work well, because they feel like part of the scene without taking over the whole transition. Now process that voice with Ableton stock devices. Put an EQ8 first and high pass it around 180 to 300 HC to clear out mud. Follow that with saturator to add grit, then redux if you want a more degraded transmission feel. After that, use auto filter to give it movement and echo for a short, subtle tail. A good starting move is to automate the auto filter cutoff so the voice opens and closes over the 4 bars. Start fairly closed, somewhere around 400 to 700 HE, then open it up toward 3 to 6 KHC as the transition builds. That gives you that classic signal broadcast feel. If the voice starts sounding too wide or washed out, keep it centered and check it in mono with utility. Radio-style vocal chops usually hit harder when they're focused in the middle. Why this works so well in DNB is simple. The vocal gives the listener a human anchor. The track can be mechanical, heavy, and synthetic, but the voice interrupts that machine energy in a way that makes the next drop feel even bigger. Next, move to the rave stab track. This is your retro rave signature, the old school stab that gives the transition its attitude. Use a stock synth-like analog if you want thicker vintage energy, wave-eatable if you want cleaner movement, or operator if you want a sharper FM edge. A strong starting sound is two slightly detuned saw voices, a short amp envelope, and a filter envelope with quick attack and medium decay. Keep the detune subtle, maybe 5 to 15 cents, and don't go too wide with the stereo spread. The goal is not huge super saw drama. The goal is classic rave impact with modern DNB discipline. Shape the stab with saturator for edge, then auto filter if you want a sweep or opening motion. If you want a bit more 90s blur, chorus ensemble can work, but use it carefully. Too much and you lose the punch. Now arrange it like a conversation with the vocal. For example, let the voice introduce the idea in bar 1, then bring in the stab in bar 2, give it a bigger variation in bar 3, and use bar 4 for a cut or a final cue into the next section. This call and response style works beautifully in drum and bass because it mirrors the way MC energy, breaks, and bass phrases interact in a real set. Now for the drum fill track. This is where the transition starts to feel like an actual arrangement tool instead of just a cool effects moment. Pull a section from your own break loop or drum bus and turn it into a 1-bar or 2-bar fill. You want classic DNB language here: snare pickups, kick ghosts, break stutters, maybe a reversed hit, and a strong impact on the downbeat. If you're working from a break, slice it up manually or use slice to new MIDI track. Then tighten it in beats mode if you're using audio. You can glue it together with drum bus for punch and saturation, and if the fill needs a bit more cohesion, add glue compressor on the drum group. Utility is useful too if you need to quickly check the low end in mono. Keep an eye on the fill's purpose. This is a DJ tool, so the fill should clearly announce the change without overcomplicating things. One or two strong snare lead-ins often hit harder than a busy, over-edited mess. If you want extra impact, add a reversed crash or a reversed stab leading into the final bar, then leave a little room for the next section to land cleanly. Here's an important mix lesson. If the transition feels weak, Don't automatically add more layers. First, look for competing frequency zones, especially around 200 to 500 Hz. Carving space there often makes the whole thing feel bigger without making it louder. Now build the bass rise track. This is your tension move before the drop or next phrase. You can do this with operator, wave eatable, or even a resampled reslayer. There are two reliable directions here. Option 1 is a subswell. Use a sine wave, automate the pitch slightly upward, keep it narrow and low and level, and add a little saturator so it still translates on smaller speakers. Option 2 is a res rise. Use slightly detuned saws, start with a low-pass filter closed down, then automate the cutoff upward from roughly 200 to 400 Hz up toward 1.5 to 3 kHz. That gives you a rising sense of pressure without muddying the arrangement. If you want a more unstable pirate radio flavor, add a touch of frequency shifter, but keep it subtle. Tiny imperfections are your friend here. A little distortion burst, a slightly uneven stutter, or a rough clip gain move can make the whole thing feel more authentic than perfect clean modulation. Now set up the routing and automation, so the transition behaves like one coherent performance. Group all four tracks into transition FX, then automate both the group and the individual tracks. Good automation targets include the radio voice filter cutoff, the rave stab reverb send or wet amount, the drum fill track volume, and the bass rise filter or pitch. You can also automate the group send to delay or reverb if you want the whole section to bloom at the end. A useful trick is to automate more send effect in the last half bar rather than leaving it on the whole time. For example, let the voice throw into delay near the end, let the stab get a little more reverb in bar 3, then cut the bass rise right before the drop. That creates tension and space, which is what makes the landing feel hard. Keep the final beat cleaner than you think you need. In drum and bass, a little pocket of silence or dryness before the next phrase lands can make the return feel brutal. Bass is a weapon. If you want to push the pirate radio vibe, add one or two effects to the transition group, but use them like a DJ, not like a sound designer showing off. Beat repeat is great for stuttered voice or stab moments. Echo can give you tape-like tails. Reverb can smear things in a warehouse way. Auto pan adds movement. Vinyl distortion can add grime and degradation. A practical beat repeat setup would be the grid around 1/8 or 1/16, an interval of 1 bar, and a subtle variation amount. But automate it. Don't leave it always on. Put the throw in the last beat or two before the drop, so you get excitement without losing clarity in the main groove. Now place everything inside a real phrase. Here's a strong example. If you're finishing a 16-bar roller drop, start the radio voice around bar 13, bring in the first rave stab at bar 14, let the drum fill and bass swell arrive at bar 15, then strip most of it out at bar 16 and slam into the next section on bar 17. That phrasing makes sense musically, and it's easy for listeners and DJs to follow. If your track leans more jungle, you can make the transition rougher and more break-heavy. Use more slicing, more tape degradation, a looser groove, and a vocal that feels like it was captured off a battered cassette. If it's darker or more neuro-influenced, tighten it up. Fewer notes, sharper drum edits, narrower bass movement, and less reverb. The destination should shape the transition. Before you call it done, test three things: mono compatibility, low-end separation, and phrase clarity. The transition should still read in mono, the bass should not clash with the kick or main low end, and the whole section should feel like one idea rather than four separate effects fighting each other. Also, always listen to it in the context of the full mix. A transition that sounds huge in solo can feel weak once the drop comes back in. If it only works alone, it probably needs better contrast against the surrounding arrangement. A few pro moves can take this from good to seriously usable. Resample the whole transition once it works, then re-edit the audio. That often makes it feel more unified. You can also layer a short sub drop under the final hit for extra weight, or add ghost drum details like tiny rim shots and reversed hits for movement, without clutter. And if you want a stronger arrival, keep the res narrow until the final bar, then open the width right at the release. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build three different 4-bar pirate radio transitions from same source material in one project. Make one a loose jungle version, with dirtier voice treatment and rougher timing. Make one a dark roller version with tighter drum placement and less reverb. Make one a hard rave version with a brighter stab and a bigger final hit. Change the feel through automation, editing, and routing, not by stacking tons of new sounds. Then bounce them, compare them in the full mix, and keep the one that creates the cleanest handoff into the next section. So the big takeaway is this: build the transition like a mini performance. Voice introduces the idea, the stab sharpens it, The drums push it forward, and the bass resolves it. Keep the low end controlled. You stock Ableton devices smartly and always think in terms of DNB phrasing. Tension, release, and a clean landing. If it feels strong quietly and still holds together in mono, you've got a real DJ tool on your hands. That's the kind of transition that makes a track feel finished, intentional, and ready for the club.